Our home is considered to be a church in and of itself, the domestic church, in which God is meant to be made present through our actions and prayers. Think about it just for a moment. Think about your life. Could you call your home right now a church? So often, we can only love Christ with a brotherly love and keep his love contained to the church building here on Sundays. So often we, like Peter, end up denying Christ when we need to be standing up for him and focus on ourselves. But our love should be self-sacrificial and extend to all aspects of our lives. As I mentioned at the beginning of this homily, today is the first Sunday in May. May is dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. After my homily, we're going to crown the statue in order to honor her, especially during this month, as our spiritual mother. Mary, as the greatest saint, is an example of someone whose love for our Lord was completely self-sacrificial. From the first moment of her yes to the archangel, through to being present at the foot of the cross, which Peter could not do. Our Lady strived to bring others to Christ. Her whole life pointed to her Son, and so should ours. Just as Father Michael condescended to my great biking skills, and just as Christ condescended to meet Peter where he was in his love, so too does Christ meet us where we are in our love for him. Yet, like Peter, Christ does not desire that we stay at our brotherly love for him and our families. He calls us on to a greater love, a self-sacrificial love, a love that desires the best for others, heaven. And so on this third Sunday in Easter, we must ask ourselves, what sort of ways, things, actions can we incorporate into our week that can help lead those entrusted to us closer to Christ? What things can we do to help love those entrusted to us self-sacrificially? Amen.